Good evening. Tonight, it's taking a little different approach to this. It's been a couple of stories that have biblical principle to the background of them that I thought I could bring to you guys tonight. The first story was a story of two men. They both went to the same gym, Rich and Lance. Rich was a fit guy. He could bench press 250, you know, run a mile in under 7 minutes. But Lance was a normal guy, 9-to-5 job, worked out once a week, showing no results. But Rich and Lance became pretty close friends, and they started hanging out. And it became pretty evident that Lance was start to feel upset because they both go to the same gym, but he's not showing any results. He didn't tell Rich because he likes him as a friend and all that, but he held resentment. After 8 weeks of hanging out together, one day Lance invites Rich to hang out after the gym. They're sitting there, and finally it explains to Rich how frustrated he is with the gym. Lance is driving to go hang out, and he stops. After the gym, he stops at McDonald's and gets a double quarter pounder with cheese and large fry and large Coke. Asks Rich if he wants anything, and that's when Rich is like, let him know why he wasn't showing any results. He worked out once a week, but after the gym, he would stop and get a big meal because he felt he deserved it after the gym. Rich told Lance that's why you don't show results. Going to the gym doesn't give you free rein to just pig out on fast food. Explains how he lives a gym life. He works out every chance he gets, goes on a lean diet, and lives a healthy life. Same goes for spiritual health. Yeah, you may come to church one or twice a week. You can't go on living a worldly life and expect the 1 or 2 days a week you go to give you any change in your life. Also, much like the gym's, it's not the gym's fault, it's not the church's fault that you don't see results in your life. But come to church much like you go to the gym. You've let yourself go and you need to get fit in the faith, not because you are perfectly healthy already. I know you probably heard the saying, do you take a bath when you need to, when you're clean already? No. You take a bath when you need cleansed. To grow, you must get the spiritual food, and much like regular food, you're filling yourself with junk. It will inhibit your growth. I had a couple of scriptures. Romans 6, 1 through 2. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we, who died to sin, still live in it? 1 John 2, 4. The one who says, I have come to know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand so we could walk in them. I had a bunch of pages, so I'm not going to read everything. To this story, I just would like to say that the idea behind the fact that we come to church doesn't give us free rein to live a worldly life and expect God to make changes in our lives if we don't follow His commandments and follow His... Don't let Him rule our lives. We need to let Him rule our lives in order for there to be real change in our lives. To get on to another story that I have here, It's a little different too. It's a story on how Eskimos used to trap wolves. According to tradition, this is how Eskimo would kill a wolf. First, the Eskimo coats his knife blade with animal blood and allows it to freeze. He adds layer after layer of blood until the blade is completely concealed by frozen blood. Next, the hunter fixes his knife in the ground with the blade up. When a wolf follows his sensitive nose to the source of the scent and discovers the bait, he licks it, tasting the frozen blood. He begins to lick faster, more and more vigorously, lapping the blade until the clean edge is bare. Feverishly now, harder and harder, the wolf licks the blade in the cold, Arctic night. His craving for blood becomes so great that the wolf does not notice the razor-sharp sting of the naked blade on his own tongue, nor does he recognize the instant when his insatiable thirst is being satisfied by his own blood. His appetite continues to crave more and more until the morning light, the wolf is found dead because he's cut him, it shredded him up. Many begin using drugs, alcohol, engaging in unsafe sexual behavior or sins, any type of sins that the wolf begins, for the same reasons that the wolf begins licking the knife blade, becomes safe. It seems safe and delicious at first, but it doesn't satisfy. More and more is desired, licking, leading to a crisis or death. Don't be fooled by temptations of sin. Like the wolf, we can get away with it for a while. Eventually, however, his true character is revealed. Sin leads to death and destruction. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:5-8. For there are those who are according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. And finally, I'd like to thank Lynn for reading the scripture tonight. I was trying to figure out a scripture because I hadn't had a scripture for tonight, but pages sticking together. Finally, there's one, it's more of a saying than a story, but that you probably heard before, but it's the one of the old Cherokee is teaching his grandson about life. A fight is going on inside me, he said to the boy. It's a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil, he is angry, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. He continued, the other is good, he is joy, he is peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside you, and inside every other person too. The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandson, which wolf will win? The old Cherokee simply replied, the one you feed. If you put worldly garbage in, you get worldly garbage out. 1 Peter 1:13, therefore prepare your minds for actions, keep sober in spirit, fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. And then reading again what Brother Wynn said tonight. You brood of vipers, how can you be... It's Matthew 12:34-35. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of what fills the heart, and the good man brings out his good treasures. What is good, and the evil man brings out his evil treasures. What is evil? And then Mark 7:18, starting verse 18. And he said to them, are you lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that whatever goes into the man from outside cannot defile him, because it does not go into his heart, but into his stomach, and is eliminated? And he was saying that which proceeds out of the man, this is what defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, fornication, theft, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these things proceed from within and defile the man. And in Luke 6:45, the good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil, for his mouth speaks from what which fills his heart. If you don't focus on the spiritual things, the evil will win in your soul. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be of sober spirit, be on alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. I know it's been kind of all over tonight, but I think you see the moral of the story. In order to build ourselves, we need to fill ourselves with God's word and what he asks us to do. If you struggle, you're not alone. We're all brothers and sisters here that have been through trials and things here to help. If you have not accepted the Lord, things are ready. If there is anything we can do to overcome anything you've been dealing with, please come forward as we stand and sing. Song is indicated.